Gavin, what does that feel like? It's something Scotstown have been waiting on for a long time.
30 odd years, it's unreal. If you look at boys the back there, Darren putting in last ditch tackles, mm-hmm. Kieran putting in last ditch tackles, just them boys are 35, 36, 37, 38 and they're doing it. No reason you can't. It's unreal.
What sort of a game was that to play in? You've had it won, then it was extra time and...
Look, there was always nerves. Kilkenny's one of the best teams there's been in the past 20 years. We knew there was going to be a big second half and look, they came back, they got the purple patch, but it's how we responded to that and we did. We found a way. We found a way all year. That's our third time next time this year. County final, semi-final.
Game.
Here, we found a way. It hasn't mattered.
What was that feeling like at the final whistle?
I remember saying Darren Hughes was running straight at me, so I was a bit scared of where he's going to land. So, no, it's unreal. I can't describe it.
And to have so many knockbacks and you're now an Ulster champion, well worth the wait.
It's nice for your ring to it, so it does. No, it's unreal. There's boys, I wasn't there till 2020 watching these boys, soldier on, these boys that retired in the past 3 or 4 years and they're up there in the stand. It's not about this team, it's about the team that's been here for the past 10 years and it's for everyone.
What's it like to be a Scotstown footballer?
It's everything. It's actually everything. It's, I wouldn't call it even called sacrifice. It's privilege. It's privilege. No sacrifice to it.
The last couple of weeks, is it just absolute football talk?
Absolute focus. Mm-hmm. Football talk is the only talk in Scotstown, mm-hmm. So it's just absolute focus the past few weeks. It's flown. It's Christmas next week, so now we'll enjoy it and we'll look forward to the next game.
Best Christmas present you've got to hope for.
So far.